I've met lots of Foreign Service officers overseas, and like reporters, a lot of them say they have a novel in their heads that they keep trying to write for years. Patricia McArdle actually did. She's a retired Foreign Service officer who served in North Africa, South Africa, Latin America, the Caribbean, and Western Europe. But her last posting in northern Afghanistan clearly touched her. Her debut novel, Farishta, has just been published by Riverhead Books. It tells the story of Angela Morgan, a diplomat whose husband died in the bombing of the U.S. Embassy in Beirut in 1983. For 20 years, she mourns, she hurts, and drinks too much. Then she's summoned to serve a year, maybe her last posting, in an isolated British Army compound in Afghanistan. Angela thought it would be one last assignment in a hellhole. Instead, she finds new purpose, new friends, even a new love. Patricia McArdle, the author of Farishta, joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you, Scott. It's an honor to be here.
And Farishta means?
Farishta means angel in Dari and in Persian.
And the people that Angela begins to work with notice that her name, Angela.
Her name, Angela, angel, is translated to Farishta, and that's how she gets her name.
Why a novel as opposed to nonfiction? Because you've got your own kind of interesting story to tell.
I had actually considered writing a memoir when I came back. I had taken lots of notes and kept a journal during the year I was in Afghanistan. But after considering it for a while, I thought that, one, there were a lot of people I couldn't really describe because I didn't want to compromise anyone that I'd met, people I'd dealt with. And I also felt that a memoir might attract the policy wonks. Maybe they'd read it because I'd been there. But I hoped to reach out to a much wider audience, and I thought with a compelling work of fiction, with a really good story, I might be able to reach people who would never pick up one of those books.
Yeah. How much do your personal life and your characters overlap?
There is a great deal of me in Angela, although she is a completely fictional character. I drew on my experiences, but I also drew on the experiences of other female Foreign Service officers and journalists that I met or read about while I was in Afghanistan.
You find inspiration, certainly in your novel, and I gather your life, from the time you see, and Angela, your character, sees Afghan children scrounging for firewood.
I went out on quite a few patrols with the British soldiers, and these were six-man patrols in two vehicles, unarmored, no body armor. Mm-hmm. So we went into some very remote places, and everywhere we saw these little children pulling bushes out of the ground and hauling these massive bundles back to their mothers. Most of the trees in Afghanistan have been cut down. But then I realized after a few more patrols that it was sunny in Afghanistan all the time. And somehow, I don't remember how it happened, but I remembered that I had built a solar cooker when I was a Girl Scout many years ago. And I use this in the story also, it appears in the novel. And I thought, I wonder if the Afghans know about solar cooking because they have all this sun and they have no wood.
Yeah.
So I downloaded some plans from the internet, from a website of Solar Cookers International. Now I'm on their board of directors now.
Gathered, yeah.
Then I'd never heard of them. And built some box cookers and some other kinds of cookers and took them out, and the people were fascinated.
Mm. You suggest that post-traumatic stress disorder isn't just a problem for soldiers.
No, it's not. You know, I did not experience any direct attacks. I was not wounded. But a lot happened around me and to soldiers that I knew. And I have to tell you, when I came home, I live in a wonderful, safe neighborhood in South Arlington. For about 6 months, I was afraid to take my dog outside at night for a walk. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't think I had PTSD, but this was a very strange thing for me because I'd been walking my dog for years. And it started me thinking, what about people, civilians and soldiers, who had experienced this? It's quite horrifying because it's all inside. Nobody can see it, and you can't explain it to anyone.
You say pretty clearly, as a novel can, and it's a real novel. This isn't a thinly disguised polemical exercise, but you seem to say as clearly as a novel can that a lot of U.S. effort is being misdirected.
I do. I really think that in a country like Afghanistan, we should be focused much more on sustainable reconstruction. The Department of Energy did a solar wind mapping of Afghanistan in 2004, which shows that there are abundant resources all over the country. And I really think to give Afghanistan the chance to be economically and energy independent, we should be focusing on developing these resources. We should be using the local building techniques. Afghans have this wonderful building technique, Cob, they've been building for thousands of years. Some of their buildings are hundreds of years old. And instead, we're bringing in cinder block and cement and putting up buildings that need generators and air conditioning. That's part of it. I think that the Afghan farmers are the ultimate locavores. They grow their own crops. They have very little arable land, and they take very good care of it. We should be helping them with organic techniques that some of our own farmers are doing instead of bringing in fertilizers and seeds that they'll have to replace. I think that we should be focused much more on sustainability.
And what do you say to those Americans who might say, look, we've been there almost 10 years one way or another. Osama bin Laden's dead. Bring everyone home.
I can certainly understand that. Having been there and known the Afghan people, I wish we could do a little more to help them. They're wonderful people. It's a beautiful country. I have friends who went there in the 60s and 70s when you could just wander around, when the hippie trail was wide open. It's a fabulous place, and I would wish we could help them more, but I do understand Americans after 10 years saying enough.
Patricia McCardle, her new novel, her first, Farishta. Patricia McCardle, thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Scott.